So I'm in Clerkenwell with Robert Llewellyn, Bobbin Lou, and I met John Ronson, the acclaimed writer, journalist, the other day, and he gave me his book, The Psychopath Test.
He gave it to you?
He did.
Have I given you a book?
Actually, let's not go there. Anyway, I've just got a few questions to ask you from the PCLR checklist.
Oh.
Okay. This should determine whether you're a psychopath or not.
Right. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, number one.
Yeah.
Would you say your behavioural, verbal, or non-verbal personality displayed glibness or superficial charm?
Ooh. Yes, both.
Okay.
Glibness.
Just tick charm, that. Then. Hang on.
That's me.
Okay. Number two. What about grandiose sense of self-worth?
No, actually, I'm not very good at that.
No, I don't.
A little bit, I just think I'm shit.
No, that's pretty good, actually. Well, I think I'm shit as well. Okay, number three. Need for stimulation or a proneness to boredom?
Right.
Well, I'm on the cusp there, because I'm quite good at not being stimulated. I always have been, though. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't desperately crave stimulation.
No, well, given our conversation that we just had, let's leave that one there. Okay, item four. A pathological lying.
Pathological lying. No, I don't think so. I am definitely guilty of embroidery. So, you know, I have to start with an actual fact, and then I might embroider it to make over grandiose.
You're a storyteller.
Yeah, storytelling. So I don't think I've ever sort of made up a total lie from the ground up and then. No,
really?
No,
really?
No. Don't think so.
Your wife?
No, she'd see right through it in 10 seconds.
Okay.
What am I saying, 10 seconds? She'd just see right through it. There's no need to put a time limit on it.
Okay, number five. Cunning or manipulative?
No, really rubbish at that.
You're not actually...
I'm not a psychopath.
You're not a psychopath.
I'm really depressed.
So let me just quickly go through this list. Are you paranoid? Are they after you, that helicopter?
My 17-year-old daughter tells me I'm...
You haven't got a parasitic lifestyle?
No.
You've got... poor behavioural controls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Shut up.
Number 11. Promiscuous sexual behaviour.
In the 70s, when it was fine, when it was perfectly
really?
Socially acceptable. Yeah.
You
I'm that old.
You had to really.
Yeah, you had to. It was
early behaviour problems.
No, not really. I was rather good.
You're not.
I'm not a psychopath. But what's the one that not bisexual, bifocal, bi? There's a sort of mental spectrum. Where you're buying
I've
something.
Always called you an idiot savant, actually.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, with the... Oh, no, stop. Go.